Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are grateful to the Lord. Let me encourage you from the book of Romans chapter 14 verse 8. And these are the words of Apostle Paul by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He says, "For if we live to the Lord, or if we die to the Lord. If therefore we live or die, we are the Lord's." Isn't that amazing? Well, I was reading about a writing by an unknown writer, and he said, "God is for us, that is good. God is with us, that is better. God is in us, that is best." Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, we hear much these days about the problem of lawlessness, anarchy. And the biggest problem that man faces, or probably homelessness, etc., of people off the street with no place to go and no one who cares, right? The biggest problem that humanity faces today is the terrible state of despair and loneliness. That is what humanity faces, loneliness. And the research says, scientific research mentions that loneliness is the biggest killer of mankind. My dear brothers and sisters, man was created by God to enjoy his fellowship and the fellowship of family and friends. All of us have a need to belong to someone and something. And the greatest belonging in life could be described is a question that could be asked is, what is your only comfort in life and death? And the answer, the best answer that could be given is that I with body and soul am not my own, but belong body and soul in life and in death to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, family, church family, community where the Lord has placed us, plays a very pivotal and important role in our persona, in our development, in our, you know, personality development and everything else. God has kept us in such a way. It's not only to believe, but also to belong. And that's very, very critical and very important for our mental satisfaction, our social satisfaction, and to see the glory of God to manifest in our lives. That's why the Bible says, where two or three have gathered in my name, I will be with you. I will be in you. That's what the Lord says. And so the gathering of the saints is of paramount importance, and coming together as a community is of great importance in the eyes of God. He sees you as a family, and He wants to bless you abundantly. I was reading a beautiful hymn, the lyrics of it. It says, "Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever. From Him no power of evil can sever. He gave His life to ransom my soul. Now I belong to Him. Once I was lost in sin's degradation, Jesus came down to bring me salvation. Lifted me up from sorrow and shame. Now I belong to Him. Joy floods my soul, for Jesus has saved me, freed me from sin that long had enslaved me. His precious blood He gave to redeem me. Now I belong to Him." Amen. You and I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not alone. Rise above the circumstances of this day and rejoice in this glorious truth that you and Christ are united for eternity. No, never alone. Amen. You are never alone. Be encouraged, be blessed, and experience the presence of the Holy Spirit all around you and inside of you, even right now as I speak. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for your goodness and for your greatness. I thank you, Lord, because, oh Father, we are so encouraged with your word that if we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Yes, Lord, it's not only to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, but to have a sense of belonging every given moment of time. And I pray in the name of Jesus that today your people will experience a sense of belonging. They will not sense being left alone or being orphaned or being, totally in solitude. But, oh Lord, they'll experience your powerful presence even right now in the name of Jesus. Your Holy Spirit baptism will be their portion, oh Father. They'll be full of the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God will be in them, oh Father. The kingdom of righteousness and peace and joy of the Holy Spirit. And bless your people because they are yours. Father God, as your flock steps out to the jobs, to the businesses, and running the errands for the day, bless them and be with them and flourish and prosper them. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that the power of God will manifest in their lives in Jesus' name, oh Father. That, Lord, you will be alone glorified. Be magnified. Be lifted high, Father. And you will receive all honor. We thank you, we love you, and we bless you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.